I didn't stand watching for that.
I love nothing is being shared.
Brendan seems to have fallen asleep or something. I hope he wakes up. He was awake an hour ago.
I don't know about that. Nothing is being shared.
I know.
Nothing is being shared yet. Because of the sharing.
Wow. That could be something.
Now, David, is that the one from the Confluence, or is that the one I just emailed you?
That's the one from the Confluence.
The one I emailed you has links built into it.
Just what it now, all right.
There are four people connected to the website.
Okay. So, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My name is Bill Drake. And we know that Milton is in a cheery mood today, so that's a good start for everything. I'm Bill Drake. I'm the chair of the NCUC. This is the Constituency Day meeting being held on Tuesday the 9th here in Beijing at the ICANN meeting. We have a full agenda of items to go through, which David Cake is heroically trying to get loaded onto the Adobe as we speak. I understand that there are a few people who are not at the meeting, who are logged on through Adobe. Hopefully there will be others who will join us remotely later as well. There is both Adobe and a telephone bridge for connectivity and an audio cast, I guess. So before we start to go through the agenda and make any quick changes we might want to make to it, I think we should try to do a quick tour de table, and by quick I mean quick, as in if people could just simply introduce themselves and say where they're from, their institution, and their country. I assume everybody in the room, is there anybody in the room who's not an NCUC member? In which case, you are most welcome. Okay, good. Well, then we have an interesting turnout of people. You're all, so diversity in names is always a fantastic thing. So you're all welcome as well, but let's go around the room real quickly then and just introduce ourselves to each other so we know who we're with. Can we start with you down there, please?
Hello, good morning. My name is Suhaidi Hassan. I'm from University Utara Malaysia, from Malaysia.
Okay. Hello, good morning. My name is Lindell MacDonald. I'm with the fellowship program and I'm from Jamaica, employed to the Competition Authority.
Joy Lillicote, Association for Progressive Communications, based in New Zealand.
My name is Adela Danciu. I come from Romania. Coming from the Association for Technology and Internet, and I'm a second-time fellow.
Hello, my name is Rafik Dama. I come from Tunisia, and I am a member of the NCUC.
Wendy Seltzer from the United States, a member of NCUC and council member on the GNSO Council from the Non-Commercial Stakeholders Group.
My name is Hartmut Glaser. I am from Brazil. I am not a member of the NCUC, but my first relationship to ICANN was through the NCUC 99 when I came to ICANN. Now I am Address Council member, so I am observer today.
I'm Milton Mueller. I'm a professor at Syracuse University and NCSG Executive Committee member, and I'm coming from a really good place, man.
I had no idea who I was sitting next to here. I mean, I knew his name. I just didn't know what place he was coming from this morning. I'm Glenn Reichert, and I'm with US Ignite. That's a program to promote next-generation applications for new networks.
Fantastic. With the people in the back, I know you just walked in and sat down, but would you like to say who you are real quickly anyway? From the Internet Society, okay. Verisign, we welcome the technical and business community to our meeting. And who else do we have? Your staff. Local staff. And Rob.
Hi, Rob Hogarth from ICANN Policy Staff.
Okay. Rob is our support person in the GNSO environment. I'm Bill Drake. I'm the chair of NCUCA, and I'm a international fellow and lecturer in global internet governance at the University of Zurich in Switzerland. And you are?
I'm Brendan Kurvis. I'm a postdoc researcher at Syracuse University in the Internet Governance Project. And I currently don't have an official NCUC role.
We can find one.
Exactly.
We'll take care of that. You won't escape.
Ed Morris, on the NCUC EC from the University of Leeds in the United Kingdom.
Tapani Tajvainen from Finland, specifically Electronic Frontier Finland, and presently a member of the Executive Committee of NCUC.
David Cake, Electronic Frontiers Australia, currently a NCSG councillor. GNSO councillor.
I'm Wilson Abigawa. I represent Africa on the NCUC Executive Committee.
My name is Grace Gidaiga from the Kenya ICT Action Network, but also a doctoral fellow from the University of Roskilde in Denmark.
I'm Walid Al-Sakaf, a researcher from Yemen, an ICANN fellow. But I also research internet filtering and circumvention technologies, which I develop, and that's why I am in high demand here.
Mm-hmm. You can fix my computer later?
Oh, okay. My name is João Carlos Caribe. I'm from Brazil. I'm a member from Movimento Mega. I'm a cyber activist to fight for freedom, keep net neutrality, and etc., etc., etc. And Movimento Mega is a new member of NCUC. This is my first meeting.
Carlos Afonso, a member of the NCUC Executive Committee. I am Executive Director of Instituto NOPEF in Brazil and a board member of CGI.br.
Good morning, everyone. Carlos Afonso from Center for Technology and Society at Fundação Getúlio Vargas. I come from a very good place. I think they call that Rio de Janeiro.
Hi, I'm Flavio Wagner. I'm professor for computer science at University in Brazil, and I'm also board member of CGIBR.
Hi, my name is Robin Gross, and I'm the chair of the non-commercial stakeholder group. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Satish Babu, and I'm from the International Center for Free and Open Source Software in India. I applied to be a member of NCSC last night. No confirmation yet.
Fantastic. Bravo.
My name is Wolfgang Kleinwächter. I'm a professor for Internet Policy and Regulation at the University of Aarhus in Denmark, and I'm also a counselor in the GNSO Council on behalf of the non-commercial stakeholder group.
Hi, my name is Shiwei Yi, independent consultant currently based in Bangkok. This is my first ICANN newcomer.
Oh, fantastic. Good morning. My name is Susan Anthony. I'm from the United States, a Patent and Trademark Office.
Peter Dengate Thrush, a longtime fan of the NCUC.
Wow. Okay, and now he tells us. do we have anybody else? We have one other person here who came in late.
Yes, my name is Leo Felipe Sanchez. I'm from Mexico. I co-lead the legal chapter for Creative Commons Mexico, and I also teach intellectual property at the National University.
Okay, fantastic. So as you can see, we have a very full house in this small room. We also have a very full agenda. A great welcome to all the folks who are not from NCUC, the fellows, the people from other stakeholder groups and so on. It's great to have you here. And we do everything in a very transparent and open way, as is the norm in civil society. So we have, as I say, quite a lot on the agenda, and as you'll notice in looking at it, it's an agenda that is largely concerned with the internal organizational aspects of the constituency, and there's reasons for that. One is that we have other parts of the agenda this weekend or this week that are devoted to GNSO policy matters more specifically. In particular, yesterday morning we had a two-hour meeting of the non-commercial stakeholder group policy committee, and the non-commercial stakeholder group, of course, is the larger entity of which the constituency is a member, alongside the NPOC, the nonprofit operational concerns constituency. So we took up a lot of GNSO-related policy issues there, and we also have in the afternoon, after lunch, the entire afternoon is devoted to further work at the level of the stakeholder group, the NCSG, where we'll again be talking about policy matters and also be meeting with the board. So it wasn't the intention, given all those other policy discussions, to replicate. Very often in the past, at least in my years associated with NCUC, we've often had constituency days where we talked about the same topic several different ways in several different settings. And meanwhile, there's quite a lot of a more administrative organizational nature that really needs to be done. And so we thought that we would try and focus more on those aspects here, although not necessarily exclusively. The draft agenda was circulated several weeks ago on the members list and also among members of the executive committee. We didn't receive any suggestions for additions, changes, whatever. Wendy just suggested to me that she would like to have a little bit of discussion of RAA-related issues in the context of this meeting, and we will try to figure out how to do that. But we would certainly want to also get through the main focus of the agenda as well. So we will try to do all those things at once. We also have several meetings with visitors coming in at 10. There's a coffee break at 10:30. 10:35, depending on our time frame. And then at 10:50, we'll have a meeting for about 20 minutes with the NOMCOM. I believe Cheryl and Yurio and maybe Adam are coming over. And then we'll also have a meeting later in the afternoon with PIR. I'm not sure who Brian and who who else might be coming over, and that'll be at 11:45, and we run until 12:30. So that's what I've got on the agenda for right now, and let me stop right there before I launch in and just say, would anybody like to add anything, interject anything at this point, correct me, slap me around, any other fun kinds of physical or non-physical abuse you'd like to share? All right, then, let's begin. So, there was NCUC, for those who are not familiar, operates in a way that's probably a little bit different from a lot of the other constituencies in the GNSO. We have annual elections for our executive committee and our chair, and there is also at the same time a cycle of elections running in parallel at the stakeholder group level for councillors, for the six people who are elected to the GNSO council, who can represent the entire stakeholder group, both our constituency and the NPOC, the other constituency that make up the two. So we had an election in the after the last annual conference. 140 people, 140 votes were cast, and we had a new team come in as of mid-December, which consisted of me and Ed here, Tapani, Wilson, Carlos, and Norbert Klein, who's not here. And what in the election, what I had proposed was that we needed to perhaps get serious about trying to do a little bit more constituency building. Not that there was anything fundamentally structurally wrong with the constituency as it is. After all, we've grown to almost 300 members. The precise details will be provided later. And we've been active and in some regards influential in a wide variety of GNSO discussions. But yet at the same time, I think there was a feeling among many people that probably we could be better positioned to be more effective and have more influence if we were just a tad more organized in certain respects than we had had time to be. Now, bear in mind, of course, unlike some other parts of the community, we run completely on volunteer labor, so it's a matter of trying to pester friends into doing tasks that they really don't want to do in order for any kind of administrative work to be carried forward at all. So naturally, that moves a little bit at a slower pace than it might. But be that as it may, we had a situation where the feeling was we've got all these members, but we don't have enough in a way of ability to really engage them fully in the life of the constituency, draw them into the process of working on policy development, and really constituting an ongoing strong community that was self-identified and worked effectively in the ICANN environment. And, you know, for those of us who have participated in a lot of other civil society coalitions and networks in different international institutions, such as the OECD or the IGF or so on, quite frankly, I think NCUC, in comparison, has a very good story to tell. We have been around for a long time. We have been able to be effective in a lot of ways. We had defined, I think, a fairly clear profile in terms of what our intellectual and political agenda are. And we have, given the restructuring of the GNSO, a defined space within which we can actually participate in real policymaking as opposed to simply dialogue and so on as per the IGF. So we've got a lot to build on, but we can make it stronger and more effective in support of our policymaking activities. And so the desire was to think about how could we do that, and I'd suggested perhaps if we could form voluntary teams that would be open constructs that would have a facilitator in each case focusing on different key functional tasks that need to be performed that anybody could rotate in and out of participate in trying to carry forward the building efforts of the constituency, that this might help to vitalize things a bit. And so we'd launched that in January, and in a fairly short amount of time, I would say, got quite a lot done. And I want to go through some of that with some of the people who've led those efforts just to give you a sense of that. There's obviously much more that can be done and will be done. Some people have expressed a certain skepticism to me. Well, the teams, some of them, there's only a couple of members in certain ones, and some of them seem to be kind of half-dead, so forth. And, you know, obviously the level of activity in any particular grouping is going to wax and wane. But I tend to think that once we get this mechanism really fully in place and the new website and as a space to work in fully in place, that we'll be able to attract more engagement from a broader range of members on an ongoing basis, and that this will help the development of the constituency as a whole. So that's the overall thinking behind this. So what I thought we could do before the lunch break over the next hour is talk quickly about first, one of the main areas of activity in our first quarter has been to try to get our electronic platforms together and upgraded. And the folks who took a lead on that will talk a bit about that. We can talk a little bit about, and again, for each of these, there's a team of people, and they're all open. Anybody can join. You can go on the website and just join. Then we'll talk a little bit about finance and budgetary issues. Programming, we have a workshop tomorrow on One World, One Internet, which I think will probably attract a lot of interest. And we'll talk a bit about the program for that, both the substance of the two panels, and then the larger effort of NCUC to play a role in providing programming on a more ongoing basis within the ICANN process. And then we'll talk about some current efforts that are just really starting to take off in terms of team coordination. And then we'll break. We'll meet with the NOMCOM, as I say, and then come back. And the last chunk of the day will be a larger and kind of perhaps slightly ontological discussion, which is to say we need to talk about the revision of our bylaws. Our bylaws are quite out of date. They're not in sync with who we are and what we do. And the bylaws discussion actually provides a way in to a larger discussion that we might have about exactly how we see the role of NCUC in relationship to the stakeholder group and the, our broader activities. So, as I say, quite a lot there, and then hopefully there'll be some time for AOB as well, and we can add in pressing policy issues and other things that might be done. So, with all that said, let me then start by turning to folks who've been involved in pushing the development of our e-platforms. We had a situation where our listservs and websites and everything else were quite scattered in terms of where they were located and how they were being managed and so on, and we're trying to take a more coordinated approach to all that. And I turn to Tapani as a person who's been a lead on this, as well as Brendan and Ed and Wilson. So however you guys want to do it, there's a list of items there that you might run through.
Okay, so I'm Tapani Tajvaran, as noted, from the executive board and member of the so-called E-team or E-platform team, along with Dave, who's trying to get my slides visible, but we don't have all our problems solved out yet. As Bill told you, we started with the situation. We have lots of resources had been scattered among various members, websites, some on the ICANN site, some on elsewhere, and we had things like three different membership rosters that were not quite in sync and without any proper process for updating them, and otherwise outdated information in the website and mailing list we did not have, where even where they were supposed to have. So we decided to set up a single consistent place to keep all our stuff in. And we decided to get a server of our own. We purchased a virtual private server for NCUC. The first thing we moved there were mailing lists. I'd prefer to avoid the term listserv because that's a trademark term for one specific mailing list service. So let's talk about mailing lists. So we created mailing lists for the various teams we set up for doing tasks. It seems my slides won't be forthcoming, so I'll have to talk without them. So
We had the team lists, and we moved the executive committee list over there, which had been hosted by yet another of our former chairs, Robin Gross, until now, which had been working fine. We just wanted to collect everything in place. And last, we created the discuss list for members, which we are supposed to have by our bylaws, but which had kind of disappeared due to some strange turns of history. We used to have a list for non-commercial domain name holders constituency way back in 2001, 2003, which has actually already disappeared pretty deep in the depths of the internet. It's ungoogleable, but I found it, or archive for it after a bit of searching. Then it was moved to as an NCUC discuss list. It was first started in Syracuse University in 2003 as a temporary measure which lasted 10 years very well, although it was renamed in the process a couple of times, first to NCSG discuss, then NCSG NCUC discuss, and then again to NCSG discuss when the stakeholder group was founded. And at that time in 2011, NPOC started their own list, but NCUC did not have a dedicated list of their own for since 2011, actually. So now we have one. One problem with that was that our member roster was a bit outdated. So the first thing before doing that, we had created a new member database and set a query to all members to please update your data. And I think it's mostly complete now, although not everybody replied. And last week we started the list, and it has been reasonably successful so far.
Tamani, can I ask you, could you give the numbers for the membership breakdown that you labored so hard and long at assembling?
Yes, just a second. I have them here. We have 281 members at the moment, of which 87 organizations and 194 individuals. And they come from 70 different countries. Okay. So, the slides seem to be sort of coming up, not that there is much to see. Well, that's the first slide, and that's the main thing, actually. Okay, I have to advertise the background pictures, Northern Lights. I took it 2 weeks ago in Lapland. But back to the business. Besides the new mailing lists and member database, we've been doing or trying to set up various other collaborative tools. We have Etherpad already running, although at the moment it's usable only for public stuff. We are going to set up some authentication in case we want to do more confidential stuff later, or at least prevent the spammers from ruining them. And we are creating official contact addresses. We have now one for NCUC at ncuc.org, so that we don't have to use people's personal addresses for contacts.
So just to emphasize, about 200 and what?
281
members, 80-something organizational?
87 organizations.
And 200 individuals. And I think you told me two-thirds of them are from outside the United States?
Approximately, yes. There are actually about 20 members whose country we don't know. So, but
okay. We do believe they're from Earth?
Most likely they are from Earth, I think.
But so correct. we're clearly a very globalized constituency.
But they're not yet world universe-wise.
Yeah, we don't have any Martian members as far as I know.
That was my question, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
the next issue would be the new website construction. We created a new setup, and I'll hand that over to Wilson, I think, who's been working on that. But we basically decided to use WordPress as a fairly common platform, and Wilson has been working on that. So over to you, Wilson.
Thank you, Tapani.
So we are experiencing technical problems
currently. Yeah, and that's why we actually set up the ETM list too.
Never.
Okay. Part part of what the ITIM list has the ITIM group has been doing. We basically try to set up the tools that we can that the process can use to in order to enable everyone to participate, because we only meet three times a year physically, but for the rest of the time we need to be working. And it was noticed that many people are not active because they don't know what's happening or they can't easily figure it out. And part of but what can unite us is the internet, and we decided to update the tools that can be used on the internet to have everyone participate. One of them was the website. We also have collaboration tools for mainly the policy working for the policy staff who work on the policies. They can easily work together and collaborate, and other tools that we are coming up with. The website can be previewed at the moment from new.ncuc.org, and it has quite a number of those new features and others coming up. David, is it possible to show that the website or it's new.ncuc.org? Okay, this is the old website, which was hosted on a cloud platform called Ning, and mainly for social networking websites, but we couldn't have the control that we need to have everyone participate. For example, we can install their collaboration tools, we can only put their blogs, but that's not enough. So we decided to have, just like Tapani explained, we decided to have our own platform, which we are now working on. Could you please bring up the new website? Yeah, just that. This is the new one we are working.
Under construction. Oh, look who's there. The bottom half of Robin.
Oh. Okay, yeah, that's one of the videos that also Brendan has been working on, and he would play it for us. those are some of the things that we couldn't have on the old website. We needed to showcase what we are doing so that we can encourage team members to come and participate. Our website is also, we aim to have it better organized for people to find information easily. And also we're integrating the mailing lists. There is the Etherpad for collaborative working. There's a CRM for tracking, and other tools that we are working on. Then we are also updating our Confluence to also, because it's the official website for the NEC within ICANN, and we shall have it dynamically updated. We never update the website. Even the information on the Confluence will be automatically updated so that we don't have to do double work. Could you please bring up the slides again? Okay, I've more or less talked about what is on the slides. Migration of the old blogs from the Ning website to this one, that has already been done. The webinar to the member database, yes, it's now there and updated. Like Tapani said, we sent out an email requesting members to update their information, but less than 60% responded, but we assume that some of those who didn't respond, the information was actually correct. So we urge those ones who did not respond to do it, and if you don't receive an email, you can contact us through the email that Edward is going to say, ncuc@ncuc.org, because that's how we can actually keep reaching out to everyone and have the constituency grow. Then
easily accessible and searchable space archive for institutional memory. Yes, we are going to be having all the policy documents and the public comments that we issue officially on the website, so that there is history for what we are doing, and then the collaborative rules for the various working groups.
Mm-hmm. One suspects that once you build it and people see it, that will draw more response as well. When it's an abstraction and a process, you know, a project that's kind of being imagined, it's kind of hard to get people as engaged. But once this thing is up and visible, I think people will feel much more incentive to join and build in their members' tools. And then what we really want to do also, the point that's on there about institutional memory, I think is really important. NCUC has been around for a long time. And unfortunately, all the documentation that's been produced by NCUC in terms of policy positions and things like that is scattered about to the four winds. Much of it's on computers of individual members. Some of it's in various places in ICANN where it's been submitted, and so on. It'll be really useful, I think, to pull that material together so that we really have a clear profile of the positions and roles of NCUC over time, and spaces on the website where the teams that are doing collaboration around the different functional challenges work together with different types of tools at their disposal and so on. So I think all this looks really, really positive once it's finally put in place, which is, you imagine, how long, Wilson?
By the end of this week, we shall have migrated the old website to the new one, because it's pretty finished, and then we shall continue integrating the new tools with time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fantastic. Yes, and please, of course, any questions, interventions, comments, so on.
Wendy Seltzer, just want to say thank you and congratulations. This is very exciting looking, and it's wonderful to see all of the energy going into building up these tools. I'm already starting something on the Etherpad. It's great to have these tools to work with, and thank you.
Thank you.
These guys have done a lot of work, let me just tell you. They've been at this quite a bit with me, poking them continuously. One of the other things that is not quite reflected here, but that we will also be trying to do, is build a better integration between our own website and the Confluence space that ICANN provides for keeping track of meetings and documents and so on, the wiki that is used by most parts of the ICANN community for planning during meetings and so on. You were telling me something yesterday about how that might work.
Yes, we are planning to at least to have the member data and some other dynamically generated data can be automatically incorporated in the Confluence site, so it's up real-time update, so that at least member data is always up to date, and other information we want to keep in out generating our own site can be copied automatically.
Mm-hmm. Brandon?
Yeah, this is a good point, and actually I'm glad we have Robert in the room. So, you know, one of the issues that we have with having information in two different places is maintaining consistency between that information. And so Tapani has proposed a pretty good way to do that in terms of creating dynamically generated pages. But I'm curious, you know, what kind of feedback are you getting from other organizations that try and maintain, you know, they have their own presence, and for instance, all the other constituencies, and then there's the Confluence platform, and it's constantly changing. I don't really, it's hard to keep a grasp of what actually is happening there. So could you let us know?
Yes, and Rob Hogarth, ICANN staff, Mr. Chair, I'll make an effort to be brief. Please stop me if I go too long.
Go for it.
For a good period of time, the ICANN staff has been looking to develop some tools that you all can use in a consistent way, with the theory that they'd be a baseline of tools that everyone at least has access to. Much of that concept was the wiki web presence, recognizing that individual groups would pursue their own website strategies. In the new FY14 budget process, a number of groups have come forward and said, can you help us with website hosting, with content production, with organizational record keeping, and the rest? Some things that we've been thinking about for a long time and simply internally didn't have the resources to deliver. at the NCSG meeting on Thursday, Robin's asked me to attend, and I'm bringing along Chris Gift, who's our new Vice President of Online Services at ICANN. And he's going to be talking about what we need to be doing in terms of gathering the information about specific needs, talking about some of the ideas he has about agile product development and things like that to really help fine-tune a lot of these tools. Wilson's recently begun collaborating with Ken Bauer, who has set up a template on the wiki that just about all the individual GNSO communities are beginning to use. The concept was to create a common type of template, one that existed so that you didn't have to do a lot of work yourselves, that essentially had all the major components of membership in an organization and participation in ICANN. You guys will make the determination whether that's the exact tool that you want to use. What we'd hope to find over time is feedback where you say that works, that doesn't work, this is great, this is lousy, let's play around with it. And you should look at all of this in the broader context, I think, of ICANN developing the My ICANN tool and other collaborative mechanisms that, in, I think, Fadi's vision, would all come together ultimately under the same umbrella. Again, it's presented to the community as an option. I remember many conversations in the past with Milton about, gee, we want to maintain our own system versus joining the ICANN system, but a tremendous number of options in terms of how you want to approach it.
Anything else on that point? So these are all things that are going forward. And did you want to show now?
We'll save it for that.
We have a video that we've produced as part of our sort of visual engagement with members, and so that will be an item that we'll develop as well. But the bottom line is that the hope is here that with new, revised, and more flexible and customer-friendly tools, we can find ways other than simply listserv discussion to try to get people connected, particularly down to the level of participating in working groups and the production of policy statements and so on. And we're not doing all of this for the simple purpose of community construction for its own sake, but of course we're doing this with an eye to actually being able to weigh in together more effectively on various ICANN processes and develop positions within the NCUC, which would then feed into the larger efforts of the stakeholder group in the council and so on. So this is what all this is about. And like I say, the amount of energy and time that's gone into these technical things, which we thought had to be dealt with first, has been substantial. And so I really do thank you guys for doing all this. There's just one other item that's on here that's not mentioned, and that was has not been mentioned, which is whether we wanted to, the question's been raised, whether we want to do much in the way of having making use of other kinds of platforms like Facebook, Twitter, blah, 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 blah. I know we have a Twitter account. I don't know how much it gets used. It's being used today. That's good. Brendan tends
right
to do it.
Right now.
Who else is doing it? Okay, good. But this is something also for the group to consider going forward. So that just to take a holistic viewpoint, which we've never really done before, as a collectivity to how we design our electronic infrastructure and make sure that it's attuned to what our respective needs are, I think is really an important step forward. So I thank the team that's been pushing this. Is this room warm enough for everybody? Just want to make sure. Is there anything that can be done about that, Rob, do you think? Or shall we all just bake until our eyes closed? That would be fantastic. Thank you. So let's turn into the next item on the list of things that we're trying to get going here as part of our renovation efforts, and that is finance and budget. If David could go back to the agenda. That's on the document I shared with him. Okay. So, finance and budget. Now, of course, as a completely volunteer-based civil society initiative, we are not unlike perhaps some other stakeholder groups or constituencies in a position to be rolling in big-time cash money that allows us to do all kinds of things. Nevertheless, we are not in a horrifically bad position either. thanks in particular to the kind and consistent effort of people like CGI.br, our friends here at the table who have supported us over the years with very generous resources, which we really deeply appreciate. We've also had over the years a good deal of support from some other important players, most notably the Public Interest Registry and Affilius, and at times the Internet Society. So these have all been very, very important to keeping us afloat. It seemed to me as I dug around a little bit, we didn't have a real strong tradition of having a group process around finance and budget issues. So we did try to create a team that would deal with this. Unfortunately, work in this team has lagged a bit, and we're hoping that we can vitalize it more in the future with new leadership, and anybody who wants to participate in this would be greatly, greatly welcome. One of the questions, and this comes back to the rewriting of the bylaws, is exactly how the organization and function of the finance team would fit in relation to the executive committee and the currently defined role in our bylaws of the Secretary of Treasury. At present, Milton is the Secretary of Treasury, but does not really wish to be the Secretary, and with all of that entails. And so we need to sort of have a team that is really dealing with the issues, the member issues, but also the long-term identifying possible sources of budgetary support, cultivating them, working with them, etc., and trying to maintain a concept of a strategic long-term budgetary plan. I will tell you what our current situation is. I don't know if this has been done in previous NCUC meetings, but I have the numbers here from the bank account just to share to give you an idea. At the end of December 2012, NCUC had in its accounts $57,519, which is not so bad. It gives us enough to work with for a number of important points. In particular, and this is something we need in the executive committee to think about for the future meetings, one possibility is to try to extend a bit more travel support to key members, and we need to define a clear travel policy. The discussions that we've had in the past around that issue have been basically along the lines of, well, we're obviously very limited and we can't fully fund anybody, but we could provide some partial funding for people who are active, who are actually doing stuff, who are in a working group, for example, that is meeting at a particular ICANN meeting, and where they need to be there. That kind of situation is something where we might be able to do more in trying to get some members in place. And I gather, according to these numbers, that $10,000 was spent last year along these lines. I was not on the executive committee then, so I don't really recall exactly how that money was dispersed. But it also goes to organizing events such as our big public conferences that we've done several of now, which have been very successful, and about which more in a moment. Production of the video, which Brendan will be showing, and the website, things like that. We need to have, I think, just to make this long and complex story very short, a team that will try to sit together and think a bit about outreach to potential financial sources and how we present NCUC to funders, why they should think that supporting us is an important ongoing goal. We have not really had that effectively enough. It's generally the work has fallen to one or two people to do, mostly to Robin in the context of organizing conferences. But if we want to have something that's a little bit less episodic, and a little bit more reliable and structured, it would be useful to have a more inclusive, team-oriented effort to some extent. So that's something for us to work on in the future, and we do need a group that will do that. Let me tell you a little bit about some current financial issues. Could you click on the link for fast-track requests? So we just had under the new ICANN budgetary request process, which I've quickly had to learn all about. No, further up, please, the one above, under finance. Yes, thanks. There is a process now where ICANN's budgetary team has a bifurcated structure, people looking for resources that would be expended during or before October, before the annual, could file a fast-track budgetary request for some small bits of change. Is the link not opening? Just took its good time. So if you scroll down there, you'll see further. Okay, the NCUC Fast Track Request, IGF Bali. So if you click that. So I put in a request for support to do several workshops at IGF. One, which would be a joint workshop together with NCSG and NPOC, that would look at the role of civil society players within the GNSO. In other words, move beyond the general IGF blah, blah, blah rhetoric about multi-stakeholder is good and wonderful to actually looking at what are the possibilities for civil society actors to engage in and influence decision-making in real decision-making environments such as ICANN. So I think that workshop will be approved. So if I... funding is forthcoming, and we are waiting to hear later this week. I think we can have a very good session around that. Yes, Joy.
Thanks, Bill. It might be helpful to just perhaps get an indication now of those NCUC members or others who are here that might be attending the IGF or planning on thinking about that, and that might then also help some planning should the workshops proceed, or even if they don't, about NCUC activities around the IGF.
Yes, I was going to do that, and I also asked previously on the listserv, and people replied there. Just to finish the point, so the point is that the first workshop would be then something that all of us work together across the constituencies and in the stakeholder group, and Robin is involved in this as well, to try to do a little bit show and tell, sort of as an outreach event, and encourage people to get engaged in supporting civil society activity within the GNSO, which I think is a very useful thing. The second one was a workshop proposal I put together on the question of generic top-level domains, the controversial generics, dot book and so on, which a lot of people are very obsessed about these days, and which raises a number of interesting issues about the clash between different business models and also sociocultural dimensions. And I think that that's quite appropriate for NCUC to be doing and to foster that kind of discussion. So those are two workshop proposals we put in for support for three people to go to the IGF in Bali in order to help make these happen and also to distribute materials, which we hope to print, another item that will come later. And so on. So basically, the idea, we did not participate in the IGF as a constituency in a funded way last year. Many other parts of ICANN did. Our hope is to this year make more of a beachhead and be more visible and try to draw attention to the opportunities to participate in NCUC. Now, I did ask on the listserv who all was coming from... NCUC, and I had a response from about a dozen different people. Maybe we could have a quick show of hands here. Apropos Joy's suggestion, how many people here think that they'll be in Bali? So I think we're going to have a substantial range of people to pull on. Now, of course, bear in mind, workshops have to be multi-stakeholder. The workshops can't just be loaded up with NCUC members. We can only have a couple. Then we have to have business and technical and government as well, and include them in discussions of how they see the role of civil society and so on. I should also add that Robin, in parallel, submitted requests for NCSG to do a workshop on, what was it, human rights? That's not NCSG? Okay. What is it? Oh, it was for IB Justice. Okay. So there we go. So that's what's happening with those fast-track budget requests. Now, The question comes in the next few weeks. The precise date is Friday, April 19. Regular budget requests for the year are due with ICANN. So we have basically 1 week, a little more than a week, to decide. And unfortunately, as I say, the person who volunteered to be the facilitator for this finance team has been ill and otherwise preoccupied and so has not performed the role. So we need some help here to try to move quickly to pull together a team that will work on financing and think about what our longer-term needs are and what items we might want to put in. You're looking right now on the list, a list of the current fiscal year 14 budget requests from different players. And if you scroll down, you'll see NCSG has five. The business community has five requests. The registries have four requests. The ISPs have several requests. Right now, all we have is two temporary NCUC requests. So we've been quite thin in our efforts to pull on ICANN resources. We've always been kind of shy about that. Oh, NPOC has requests, of course. We have always been quite shy about asking for money. But I think that we might want to consider this going forward and what our priorities are. Yes, please. Then do say it and identify yourself.
Milton Mueller at Syracuse University. So we have a bit of a difference of philosophy here. In my opinion, ICANN has a budget that has really helped these constituencies sort of get basic infrastructure and participation, make it possible. And the danger now is that we have all of the other constituencies grabbing for more and more. They want full-color glossy newsletters. They want stipends for their staff members. They want to have a secretariat. I believe that the proper response to this situation, which is basically an arms race situation, in which if we don't grab part of that budget, somebody else will, or it's a tragedy of the commons, if you will, the proper response that we should really make every effort to convince the staff of is to say to them, every constituency gets the exact same thing. We don't want to have an arms race. We want to be cooking up projects just so that we'll get some of that money and Marilyn Cade won't or somebody else won't. I really think it's not a constructive form of competition to be sitting there thinking of things to do with that money when, you know, we can, in fact, and do raise our own money and, you know, they're going to have the same idea, so it's going to be this competitive process by which we're always looking at what they're doing and trying to, the other constituencies, that is, and trying to limit that and get some of our own. So, and I don't understand why the ICANN staff doesn't understand this and just put an end to it and just say, every constituency gets X thousand dollars. You budget it how you like. Wouldn't that be simple? I mean, why are we doing these proposals? I mean, think about how much time goes into these things. So why don't they just say every constituency gets a fixed amount of money qua constituency, and if there's some joint thing that they all come together with us for some special project, maybe we'll do that, but that would be rare. And otherwise, you guys get a platform of support, and that's it.
And, of course, this is a conversation we've been having for a long time, and some of us did actually make the suggestion at the Los Angeles Intersessional meeting, and it did, of course, go down like a lead balloon with everybody else. There was not great interest in it. If you want to, and everybody just stared. So my point again to you, Milton, is rather than constantly saying this to me and others in NCUC, if we really want to try to make this an issue, we need to write something up, formalize a proposal, elevate it up the agenda, and present it to the board, and go from there. Right now, this is the budgetary process we have. And so I am not necessarily looking at what others are doing and jealously coveting their goodies and trying to decide, oh, how can I get a piece of that action? I'm looking at what people are doing and saying, is there anything there that might be a useful model for us to think about as we try to make this organization a little bit more functional? If we could, as we did last year, say we are high-principled aesthetics, we will go off to the mountain and with our third eye meditate while everybody else asks for money. And that's fine. But I don't think it's the most effective thing when everybody else is getting cash and moving forward and doing things that are useful. So I would like to change the process. I agree with your direction, and I would suggest to you that we should take some action to promote that view. In the meantime, we've got 1 week to put together a budget proposal. One thing that in particular will come up in this context will be the question of programming and funding for an annual conference. I'll come back to that next. But if we are going to do, it's been made very clear to me by Xavier, the head of the finance department, that if we want to have more policy conferences with any support from ICANN, that's to say for the room and so on, that we would have to put in budgetary requests. Now, we have our friends from CGIBR, who, of course, have helped us with so many of these things in the past. Maybe you've got additional.
Yes. I wonder if you mentioned that we have to put up a budget proposal. Is there anything already prepared, initial proposal, some basic ideas, or we are starting from zero? Like, for instance, who is going to maintain the new, beautiful, fantastic site we will have? Is this a thing that we should consider in the budget, like a person that will keep, we guarantee that the site is maintained, et cetera, regularly, et cetera? And the other items that we could consider, I wonder.
This is precisely the conversation I'd like to have now.
Okay.
I'm asking that. We can continue to say, oh, money makes us dirty, we shouldn't ask for anything, and rely on volunteers sitting in their hotel rooms at 4 o'clock in the morning trying to design slides that can be shown in the next day, or we could sully ourselves by asking for a small amount of cash that would provide support for somebody to do some professional work in order to make the website at all smoothly functioning. Yes.
Let's sully ourselves.
I don't mean to denigrate the point. I mean, I recognize the principled side of Milton's libertarian view of rent-seeking behavior and the ways in which institutions can turn people into pigs at the trough, and it's not always a pretty sight. There's no question. But the fact of the matter is, I think that if we want to sustain and grow this activity a bit, we're not going to be like, you know, there are other parts of the ICANN ecosystem where they have five staffers to fluff their pillows and put mints on them and things like that. We're not going to be that. But we could try to get the resources to take care of our own needs a little bit more effectively. And I would suggest to you that some administrative support for the e-platforms might be a place to start. Carlos, too.
Carl Sue is really
degrading you,
yeah, it's humiliating. Carlos Alfonso from Getulio Vargas Foundation. Bill, I don't want to bring this issue back, but maybe one thing for us to consider, not right now, but it's something to put on the table, is when you mentioned our effort to go out on the streets and try to find some individual funding for the NCUC, we usually get into this barrier, which is the restriction, which is the fact that NCUC is not a legal entity on itself. And we have been discussing this for a long time now. I'm not sure if that's the case for us to bring this back in the table in some point in time, but that would definitely be something helpful if we want to approach the Ford Foundations and the OSFs and the IDRCs of the world to give some specific grant for the NCUC.
I take your point. It's a constant problem. Whenever you say we're a network, people say, what's a network? And the funders just don't know how to think about that, and there are tax issues.
And by the end of the day, there is this very interesting situation in which most of us end up being funded and sponsored by some of our projects. So we got some of us got including grants for us to take on some issues, take on some projects, but NCUC itself is not supported by any of these institutions or doesn't have a project on itself. So maybe together with the discussion on the legal entity itself, we could have some discussion on which type of grant or support we want to apply for. Something very specific, maybe to take on a specific subject, or something as broad as please support the NCUC as a whole. But this is something for later on, but just to put it on the table.
Wolfgang, were you showing answers?
I have just a question. Did somebody discuss the two options, Milton's approach and your approach, with ICANN itself? So that means what would the preferential approach from ICANN's point of view? Would they prefer to have a clear budget for all the constituencies, or do they prefer to hand out money on an individual basis based on what Milton has called the arms race?
Okay. I want to avoid a binary being constructed here between Milton's approach and my approach. Okay? This is not what we're talking about. There's what Milton's suggesting, which I think we all support, the basic concept of parity. I think it's a good idea. And then there's what ICANN does. Okay? Now, what ICANN does is it makes resources available to them that comes and asks. That's it. They're not coming and knocking on our door and saying, please let us give you cash. They're saying, if we have a little pot of money right now, and if you have some specific defined purposes, here's the window in which you can ask for it. That's it. And we have now 1 week to decide, do we want to ask for some support? So the broader philosophical issue we can address, and I'm happy to take that on at great length, but I want to know now, we've got a week left, can we muster the energy to put in a proposal? I wrote the last two the day before they were due. Okay? That's not the model.
Bill, I'm not hearing any disagreement that there should be a proposal. Other than Milton's point of principle.
All right.
I'm not hearing any disagreement.
Thank you, Joy, for calling consensus. Okay. So then,
well, that's because nobody recognizes the EC member who's been raising his hand. I agree with Milton wholeheartedly. I know you don't like that bill. I know I'm going to work with you to get the money. But when I was in Los Angeles, it felt like cows at a trial. You and Marilyn were almost engaged. You guys were complimenting each other back and forth. And that's unusual. That's unnatural. And and I saw that.
I don't recall it that way, but anyway.
But Bill is also right, Milton. There was an effort on Robin's part to bring your point of view across, and it hit the floor with a dud. Staff, everybody else in the room. There was an effort. So the reality is, as Bill describes, if we want any money, we have to participate in the circus, in the zoo. I think Carlos has a brilliant point. This is something Robin and I talked about in Los Angeles. We were at the meeting while ICANN was presenting their budget in a very tedious, boring way, and I was passing her my iPad with open society grants we can get. There are possibilities, but we do need to have a legal personality. We need to be tax exempt. And if we're going to go down that road, to go down parallel roads, that's the first step to becoming sort of a normal charitable organization.
Rafik is waving at me.
Yeah, what we can't solve that problem in a week, so we have to deal with it.
Okay, so that's Rafik speaking. Back to what Carlos said and what Ed, we can have a solution like what in the OECD, CSEC they do. They is not a legal entity, but they get funds from Ford Foundation and OEC through that another organization that can represent them and manage everything, and you have to write narratives and to explain why you need such money, and then they can even appoint a liaison who do the secretariat thing. So we can. There is other network doing that. We can do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We from CGI, we sponsor NCOC, and it's a pleasure to help. There's no problem to send money the way that we are doing today, but it's very difficult sometimes to explain that NCOC don't have any part in ICANN budget. Some of the questions that I receive, if everyone in the ICANN family have support, is there any reason that NCOC don't receive? So we need to have a way that we have some money coming in from ICANN, and CGI is willing to support NCOC the way that we are doing today. We sponsor a lot of entities in Brazil, and sometimes we need to use, let's say, non-bureaucratic ways to solve the problem. I am in favor to be very informal, because if we start with a big structure, we will have more new problems coming that will be on the end use part of our money for other objectives. So I don't see any problem to use Syracuse University or other facilities. We are now in May supporting in Brazil WWW 2013, a big international conference. My entity, CGI, and Carlos and Flavio knows that we don't like to receive money coming from governments, and we have some supporting entities from the government. So we use another entity to receive this money, and they will pay all the expenses for us. So we need to be flexible. My understanding is in 15 years learning to work with ICANN and with CGI, we can do a very good job. We are willing to do the job, and we need to avoid strong structures. On the end, we are discussing more time on the structure and not on the objectives. So we are willing to support. Let us be flexible. I think there are options that we can have both ways. And because the time is very short, let's request money from ICANN. That will help us to have more money coming from others. Because if our ecosystem don't support us, there is some questions remark. Is there any problem? Is NCOC not a son or a daughter or not part of the family? Is NCOC an outsider? Let's be part of it. Let's request and use our money.
I take your point. Thank you very much. Milton, quickly, and then Walid, and then I hope we can wrap this because we need to move to other items before the coffee break.
Yeah, just specifically on the issue of incorporation, I don't think it's necessary. As Hartmut just pointed out, we've gotten contributions directly into the NCUC account from not only Carlo Hartmut's organization, but several others. And for more serious long-term forms of support, it could be going through one of the organizational members. For example, when the Ford Foundation was supporting IGP, a lot of the work we did was actually for NCUC, and they knew that and approved of it. Somebody wanted to give the NCSG chair a support. They could contribute to IV Justice, and that would be the mission. It doesn't necessarily require incorporation.
Fair point. Yes.
Just briefly, I mean, to the last point.
Could you identify yourself?
Yes, Walid Al-Sakaf, from an outsider. the last point mentioned by you, as well as the point by the Mac, is very popular and named, Google it, fiscal sponsorship. So there are many organizations that can do that.
Okay. I think what we'll do, Joy, to finish it, and then...
Yes. My feeling is that it's right, and I'm grateful for Milton and Ed for calling on our conscience and making sure that we uphold the principles we stand, you know, we stand for. I don't see in the scheme of things that asking ICANN to fund certain specific activities for quite discrete objectives compromises those principles in any way, and I think that we can always be open and accountable should we think that that's actually happening. So I'm comfortable with a financial pitch. It's only one of the ways in which we get income, and it certainly won't in any way change the balance of our voluntary input, which still far outweighs the any fiscal support we get.
Great, thank you very much. And it should be noted that many people put in requests and do not get what they ask for. So we may request and not receive. So we shouldn't presume anything anyway. I think, though, we've had this conversation before. We talked a lot in L.A. The CSG in particular was very enthusiastic about needing more secretariat staff and everything else. you can see their budgetary requests from the BC in particular there, asking for a lot of that. I think the shared view was of an administrative nature. We was something that was bounded and subject to our control and of administrative nature would be of interest, but that we didn't necessarily need staff to be helping us with our policy positions and so on. So I think we should try to put together a proposal that does that in the next week, and I will send a message to the members list soliciting support and participation in pulling that together. I should also point out that in addition to this fast-track budgetary process, we had just recently this annual process in the GNSO of toolkit review where the GNSO staff asked us what kinds of resources we need for particular functions. I just wanted to let you know that we did put in a number of requests there, including I suggested that it would be helpful, and I don't know if this will happen, that because we have our election after the annual and we have a globally dispersed membership and new leadership coming in, we need to have, it would be helpful to have a face-to-face retreat of one day prior to the spring meeting where the new executive committee and any other interested participants could attend and get together and try to plan for the year and so on. So I've added that into the request for toolkit support as well as some other items that you could look at the toolkit support request later on, having to do with, for example, support for things like webcasts. We would like to do webcasts more often, webinars, both on policy matters and when necessary, perhaps quarterly before the sessions to get our act together, preparing for conferences. So the toolkits is another source of resources that we should be aware of for our overall. Finally, something else that has to be finalized by this finance team, which is kind of lagging, as I say, is the rules pertaining to travel funding. And we have to decide how much we want to disperse on an annual basis and to whom based on what principles. There is a recognition that it has to be need-based and somebody who's actively engaged in something and so on, but we've not written it down. And given that we have 300 members and eventually people come around and say, hey, I'd like to get funding to go to a meeting, we need some principled way to respond to people. So that's something else that has to be done through that finance team. So the finance team, as boring as it may sound, really does need some participation, and we would greatly encourage anybody who is willing to join to do so. If you join any of the teams, you are not making a life commitment. We do not take your blood sample, we do not chase you down and make sure that you can never leave. You can participate in a team for a while something's of interest to you, and then go away if you want.
If you join the finance team, I think you are possibly making a life commitment because the possibility of death from boredom is extremely high. The risks are really just out there as somebody who has
sat
through
some of these. And that's especially helpful. Thank you.
Yes.
So anyway,
is on the finance team has to be very patient and very focused.
Actually, what was done in the world of finance in the past few weeks was done very quickly and painlessly by a few of us because the team wasn't moving. So, okay, moving on.
It was basically done by you. We should give credit where credit is due.
Basically done by me. So we have 5 to 10 minutes.
And Bill, I'll also volunteer. I used to be with PwC, and I have some talents in that area.
That'd be fantastic. We have 5 to 10 minutes left before we break for coffee, and I know Wendy's eager. However, I do want to start the conversation about programming. So we had this concept that we were going to be doing a lot of programming. We had very successful one-day seminars, both in San Francisco and Toronto, that were very well received by a lot of people, and which also were, thanks to Robin's efforts as a fundraiser, financially successful for NCUC because the generous funders, CGI.br, Affilius, and PIR, were willing to allow us to retain the unspent funds and put them into our general funds. because of Robin's efforts. Absolutely. She deserves a big bow there. The question then has become, how much more of this do we want to do on an ongoing basis? We had quite a robust discussion after the Toronto experience, and some folks felt like, well, we could do these every conference. Well, it turns out that's kind of hard to do, number one. Number two, it also is dependent on staff political support, which may or may not be there. We had proposed initially to have a one-day conference here in Rome. In Rome. Here in... You can tell... I'm Italian American. You can tell where I'd like to be eating right now.
Pope Bill in China.
Yes, but alas, not in Rome, in Beijing. And we had hoped to have a one-day conference here for various reasons that I don't want to get into. That did not work out. We do have a two-hour workshop tomorrow, the substance about which I would like to talk a little bit after the break, because I think it's important that we get clear what we're going to do in that workshop. Nevertheless, just to give you the larger overview. So we have formed another team, a program team, that will try to take responsibility for, on an ongoing basis, programming our different types of workshops and other events. Sometimes we may do full-fledged, full-day conferences. Sometimes, like this, we may opt to simply have a workshop within the main ICANN program. Depends on what's the most expedient and works best for everybody. So for this meeting, we've gone with the latter model of having a two-hour workshop tomorrow from 1 to 3, about which more later. Then the question was what we're going to do for Durban. And we ultimately decided not to submit a fast-track budgetary request for Durban because there were some misunderstandings about, A, whether we needed to, and then, B, it wasn't clear exactly what the parameters of that request would have been. Nevertheless, I will tell you that I have since had conversations with people in South Africa who think that there could be resources via a large search company, the name of which I shall not mention, that could provide the resources for us to do some sort of an event, outreach event, for civil society in Africa, and civil society and also governmental and other people in Africa associated with the Durban Conference. So that's something that we will continue to discuss in the program group. And again, the program group is open to anybody's participation. Chair of the program group is Wolfgang. And when we come back after the break, you can talk a bit about the program for tomorrow. Looking forward beyond that, though, what I wanted to say is the general concept I think we've reached closure on is that we would try to do one annual big conference a year. And the question is whether we should try to do that during the annual, the ICANN annual in the fall, which is complicated by the fact that it comes very close to the IGF and a lot of people are maxed out, or we could do it in the spring of the following year when we have a new executive committee, or in the summer. So those are the choices. We have to make a decision, and we have to build this into our budgetary request in the next week. So, again, there is a program group that has to talk these things through and a finance group that has to talk these things through, and we have to make a request to ICANN within the next week for support for whenever we want to start the cycle of doing these annual conferences. So I want everybody to be aware of that, okay? Questions about that? Okay, can you just click on the link for tomorrow, and then we'll take a break?
Sorry, just while they're waiting, on the Durban proposal, I think it would be really good to have a talk to the African regional reps and network to see whether it might be useful to have some thematic focus on either issues in the region or, you know, what their thinking is about the level of engagement that might be possible given that it is in Durban. from in the region. So I think that's one thing I'd really like to get some input on. I'm not sure if we're discussing that separately from the idea of a proposal for an annual event.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so maybe I'll deal with that other one separately. But I just wanted to...
We could not, on the fast track, get it together to make Durban the start of the annual cycle.
Got it, okay, thanks.
So we're doing the Durban meeting without asking ICANN for support, but it appears that we may have finance to be able to hold a civil society event anyway, tied to the summer school and so on. Are we not able to show... Not working. Can't you... The Beijing event linked? Have you tried... It is linked. Control K. Okay, so then let's take a break, and we will find the link and make it work tomorrow. We do have a very good workshop tomorrow. Wendy looks very pained. I'm sorry for that. There's coffee downstairs. We'll reconvene in 15, 20 minutes, and we'll have a visit from the... Would you like to make it precise? In 15 minutes, we will reconvene, and in 20 minutes, we will be visited by the NomCom committee. Prior to leaving, though, Wendy has a thought to share.
I don't want to interrupt anyone's coffee, so feel free to get up and leave the room. But since our time is short, anyone who wants to talk about registrants' rights and putting together a real statement as opposed to the completely bogus statement that currently exists, feel free to join me. Thank you.
And are we not also doing that in the NCSG meeting?
I have absolutely zero idea whether NCSG and NCUC are the same or different in their policy, or whether there's any time on anyone's agenda to add this statement, and therefore I'm trying to take some time when I can get it.
Well, let me ask Robin, as the NCSG chair, is this policy issue on the agenda? It is not. Would we like to add it to the agenda, or is that not possible? It would be very difficult. We could also hold a meeting, an ad hoc meeting, if you'd like, Wendy, for people who want to work on this.
I'm requesting an ad hoc meeting, specifically starting and during the coffee break.
Okay. Those who want to work on the RAA statement with Wendy, please find her, and we'll set something up to get that moving. And what about the video?
We will play the video when everyone comes back in 15 minutes.
In 15 minutes, you will also see a short and spiffy video that has been produced with NCUC's vast largesse. Okay, 15 minutes, everyone.